This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to welcome, we would love to hear of a new recipe or a new place you've eaten at or a place that may be opening up. I just like lost all my words. Oh my goodness.
I'm going to take that away from you. Yeah. Just going to ad-lib it from now on.
You're right. I do have to do that. I do.
Well, I'm Mike Morin.
Yes, just, and welcome here we to are. Your official.
This is a day one. We had a soft opening on Friday. And despite their better judgment, they said, well, you can come back on Monday. So I'm basically on a day-to-day contract. But good to be here. And so we're really on the World Wide Web. We can be heard anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Well, let's just say right now, the first person to call from Hong Kong will receive a 5-pound sack of King Arthur flour as a prize. And you have to come pick it up.
There you go. Yes, we have to come.
What do you think, Carol?
Maybe we can ship it to them.
Are the phones ringing yet?
I don't know. Not yet.
Well, I hope you had a good weekend.
I did.
I mean, I live vicariously through you and Daryl over the weekend. Oh, my God. You must eat at 10 restaurants every weekend.
Despite the fact that
Rocco is here and, you know, he's here to make sure that you behave.
I eat healthy. Yeah. I do. I really do. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing this dress that I couldn't wear probably a couple weeks ago. And
it's a very nice dress. And as a guy, I'm always I'm always wondering if I should say, you know, that looks very nice on you, because what am I inferring? That it didn't before? Guys don't know, especially since I know that you're on a weight loss program and a healthier lifestyle program, whether or not I should say, is it appropriate for me to say, I really like that?
Yes, it is. Okay. And we like to hear that.
So, but if a day goes by and I don't say that, don't think that, you know.
Yeah, right. Now he's not going to say it to me and I'm going to get upset.
I'm backpedaling.
You are backpedaling.
I'm good at that.
I can see. I can see. But you know what I did this morning?
What's
this
that?
Is so fun. The Red Arrow drive-thru opened up this morning.
Oh,
6
officially?
A.m. Officially
wow.
At 6 a.m.
Two firsts for you today.
I know. Right. And I was leaving the house and heading down to the office, and I thought, I'm going to go through the drive-thru to go get my coffee. So I drove to Londonderry, and I drove right through the drive-thru. It is so nice. I pulled, and you know, it was so funny. I called my mother, who's in Florida. She was sitting on the beach. So I had her in my speakerphone in my car. And I said, Mom, we're both going to go through the drive-thru right now.
I love that.
It was like so cool. I pulled up and they said, yes, may I help you? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like really working.
Sure.
But it was very cool. I ordered a iced coffee. A medium iced coffee latte, caramel latte.
You have lattes there now.
We do. We have lattes, cappuccinos with a mo shot, an extra shot of espresso. We call it a mo shot.
Really?
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So then when I pulled up, they were all just laughing their heads off seeing me at the drive-thru.
So, so I'm wondering if it's people mostly ordering beverages or is it more of a food attraction? Too early to tell, I'm sure.
Right, and it definitely has a limited menu. So,
yes.
But there's breakfast sandwiches. And as we get used to that, we'll add different things on.
Mm-hmm.
Like possibly, like my goal for it is I'd love to have like the blue plate special of the day.
Oh.
You know, posted up there.
So it's easy to assemble quickly. Right.
Exactly.
And this is the first time ever that one of your Red Arrow locations has had this. So, yeah, you're stepping into, people that do drive-through business, typically it just bumps up their volume, from what I read.
Yes, in here. Yes. And we're going to also have the capability of them, when they place an order to go, they can pick it up through the drive-through.
Well, your morning was a lot more fun than mine. So Barb's car, she's a March person. We hadn't registered her car yet. Got to get your sticker before Wednesday.
Ooh,
kind of wait
last
until,
minute.
Yeah, and then when you go at the last minute, of course, the whole world is doing the same thing. So Monday morning, I leave the house at 9 o'clock. I want to make sure I get it done so I get to the radio station, to the Beacon building on time to be with you. And I go to the first place up in this area because I wanted to be around here in case I had to dart over quickly. And it's one of those drive-through where you get in line. When it's your turn, you go in. Well, there was a vacant car in front of me, and there was nobody in the inspection bay. Nobody came out to greet me, so I'm there for 10 minutes. And with all the glass, they can see you there. So I said, sorry, just lost my $40.
No kidding.
So I drove to another little larger place where you actually, you know, they drive it in for you. And another 10 minutes, nobody came to the customer service. I even went to where people check out and pay for their auto parts because it's a separate counter. And I said, is there anybody working this? Oh, and they paged them. Nobody showed up. 10 minutes, I'm out of there. So I'm 0 for 2 so far. I've wasted 20 minutes. The clock is ticking. And I finally headed down to South Willow, found a place that didn't look too busy. And they took me right away. So that's where I'm taking my business from now on.
There you go.
I'd love to mention the ones that that weren't customer service savvy today, but they might be advertisers someday. So
we better not.
I don't want to do that. So you had a more fun morning than I did.
Well, it was exciting. It was fun.
Well, I can also tell you that it might be fun once in a while on Mondays to just talk about maybe some of the food adventures over the weekend. And I mean, I don't have anything earth shattering. And we'd almost need 2 hours for yours, probably. But So Barb has this 9-year-old grandson, and he had his 9th birthday last weekend. So I made him my homemade toasted cheese. They call it grilled cheese, toasted cheese. But I make it in the oven. I don't do it on a griddler in the frying Ooh. Pan because it makes it crunchier because it just dries out a little bit more. So I showed him how that you want to have a good sturdy bread and you want to put a lot of cheese so the cheese oozes out of the sides, hardens a little bit on the tray, and then you have little cheese crispies that you can, you know, once you take it off the cookie sheet. And I showed him that you want to use, you just don't want to use the pre-sliced cheese. Please don't do that to a perfectly good grilled cheese sandwich.
True.
Get the stuff that you slice so you can make it a little bit thicker. So he loved it. It's the best grilled cheese I ever had. So yesterday he came over with his dad, and he was telling me, his dad was, that he made me go out and buy panini bread, and he made me go out and buy a block of cheddar cheese, and he's going to make me a toasted cheese tonight just like you made him last weekend. Now, this is great because here's a kid that has some interest in cooking.
There you go.
So next time he's over, I may show him how to make a good mac and cheese and a few other things that I have fun with.
That's great.
That excited me. A 9-year-old who made his dad buy him panini bread because you, honest to God, don't buy the cheap pre-sliced stuff. Get something you got to slice up yourself a little bit thicker and make it a gourmet experience. It's so much better.
Yes. Ooh, that sounds good. At the diner, we use 4 slices of.
Okay, so you load it up there. There's no bite that doesn't have cheese in it, it sounds like.
That is true. We've actually won awards for our grilled cheese.
Oh, you have?
Hippo.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Well, I've never had a grilled cheese. I'm afraid to order it sometimes at restaurants for fear of disappointment, but now that you tell me you put 4 slices on, I may have to order one from the drive-thru.
You know who else has a good grilled cheese?
Who's that?
Grilled cheese and tomato soup is the Copper Door.
Oh,
they have
yes.
excellent grilled cheese.
And they have a really nice way of presenting mm-hmm. comfort food. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had Tom Boucher in just the other day, and he had all kinds of great news to share with us.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to mention is I'm finding myself going to butcher shops more now.
They're around. There's a lot
There's
of them around
There's more of
now.
Them popping up, and it's more than just meat. You know, it's yes. potato salad and beans and produce and really good stuff.
Yep.
Because honestly, and I'm not, I don't want to slam supermarkets, you just can't count on sirloin tips being tender every time at the supermarket.
True.
It's really hit and miss, even the marinated ones. So I found a place near where I live, and it's not that I go there every day because it's expensive. But if you're going to get marinated tips, I'd go to a butcher shop.
Right.
I mean, you may have figured that out already, but that's another little takeaway.
But, it's something that you see popping up all over the place.
Yes.
There's do you know LeMay's in Goffstown?
I do not.
LeMay's Beef.
Okay.
It's like off of St. Anselm's Drive.
Oh, right.
Kind of like right on
mm-hmm.
that corner near
yes.
the end of right before you get
but
to 114.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they just opened up a butcher shop.
Did they?
Yeah. I shouldn't say just. It was. I think it was last summer. Mm-hmm. So going on almost a year. But yeah, very, very good.
Yeah,
good
I just feel better about if I'm going to have a steak, I'll pay a couple dollars a pound more to
That's
know
right.
that I can either get it cut the way I want or pick out the one in the meat case.
Exactly.
So it's all good stuff.
Today, food history. Did you look it up?
I did not.
Well, this is so cool. It is National Dining Car Day.
Oh.
Isn't that neat? And in 1868, the Pullman Palace Car Company introduced the first railroad dining car.
I love that. 1868. And actually, you know, when diners started, they weren't really considered diners unless they were in a railroad car.
Yes, yes. And this is the picture. Isn't that beautiful?
That's great. And I make bread occasionally out of, it's called a Pullman's loaf. Where the shape comes in kind of like a, I mean, it doesn't have all the markings of a railroad car, but it's got the little top that you put over so it doesn't burn, and it's a Pullman's loaf. So I didn't realize that that's where it came from.
Yes, that's where it came from.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Well, I've learned something from you today, Carol.
Here we go.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Well, I think we're going to, you know what? We have Larry on the phone right now.
Oh.
Hi, Larry.
Larry.
Hey.
The diner book guy, Larry.
Larry Calterra. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how's everything going? Congratulations on your new gig, Mike.
Thank you very much. They're not on
you
to
know,
me yet.
You know, you can't have a better radio partner than Carol.
Gosh, come on, Larry. Thank you.
And tell her how nice she looks in the dress that she has worn.
Oh, she always looks nice. It doesn't matter what she's wearing. I mean, God.
Hey, Larry, did I get it right about the original diners weren't really diners unless they were in like railroad car type things?
Well, we are confusing history here. Okay, railroad dining cars and diners in general, like Carol has, two different histories. Diners, like the ones you go to on the side of the road or downtown, they actually evolved from horse-drawn lunch wagons and not railroad dining cars. Only the imagery of railroad dining cars were borrowed. Coming up, I would say, after the turn of the century, early 1900s, especially around the mid-1920s, that's when the actual diner name got applied to lunch wagons or lunch cars.
Interesting. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There early companies like the Worcester Lunch Car Company, for example, did borrow from, in fact, Pullman, because Pullman had a factory in Worcester, Massachusetts, and there were some similarities that they actually borrowed from design, including the monitor roof of some of the earlier wagons. So, diners evolved from horse-drawn lunch wagons, so therefore you can't say that they came from railroad cars. Though this whole thing got muddied up a little bit when people started taking old retired trolley cars and train cars and turning them into diners, which is a whole different thing. And actually, those gave diners a bad name for many years because they were not actually built to be restaurants, where diners or lunch wagons were actually built to be restaurants.
Right. Right.
But we should mention that Larry has a book out that chronicles the history of diners in New Hampshire, which is excellent. And I should have known the distinction because I did read a lot of your book. But please feel free to call in any time and contribute because you are a wealth of knowledge on a very interesting aspect. Oh, we've got the book right here in the studio.
The book is here.
Very nice.
Yeah, and I also did the Massachusetts one as well. And I'm doing a slide lecture in Lowell coming up in April, part of the Parker Lecture Series in Lowell.
So nice. You know what, Larry, send me that info via email, and I'll make sure it goes on the Food for Thought Facebook page.
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, do that.
All right,
well, listen,
good.
I just wanted to call in and say hi to both of you, and congratulations on this new iteration of Food for Thought. I mean, Mike can only add a lot of different dimensions to the show that it currently might not have. I mean, with his extensive background and, you know, not only with radio, but, you know, he's a foodie.
He is a foodie, and you are right. I'm very honored that he's here with me. I really, really am. So,
hey, Carol, congratulations on the new Red Arrow. That is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Listen, I got to get back to work, but good luck to you guys.
You're a good man. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Food for Thought, and we're live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought. returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And we'd like to welcome on Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web also at integrityfit.com. So welcome, Rocco, to Healthy Monday.
Well, good afternoon, Carol. Mike, it was really nice to meet you this morning.
Good to meet you, too, Rocco. I've heard a lot about you. Before we jump in, I just want to let you know that I did put on Facebook that, you know, this, I'm kind of restarting my radio career today.
Beautiful.
Like I was ever going to retire, right? Come on. And now somebody, a good friend of mine who I worked with when Kurt Gowdy owned a radio station in Lawrence, says, how about a double shot of Chinese pie? Do you serve Chinese pie?
Of course we do.
See, I don't know that. What's in Chinese pie? Is it kind of...
You don't know what Chinese pie is?
I honestly don't.
Shepherd's pie.
Am I fired?
Do you know shepherd's pie?
Well, I know shepherd's pie.
That's the same thing.
Oh, it is?
It's so funny that he says Chinese pie, because a lot of people are like, what is Chinese pie? Right? Have you heard of Chinese pie?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
I've had both, and they're the same thing.
Exactly. They're the same thing.
I don't feel so bad now, because I'd never heard that before.
That is so funny. Maybe it's a New England thing, Rocco. I don't know.
I don't know. That's what my mom fed me.
Me too.
We're having Chinese pie tonight. I said, okay.
And you know, we used to put it up on the board all the time as Chinese pie, and so many people would be like, what is that?
Okay, well, then I'm not feeling so bad anymore, like I'm a loser.
That is so funny.
Sorry, carry on.
Okay, carry on. Yeah. So, we can't be talking about Chinese pie in front of Rocco.
Well, you are. You're already breaking all the rules, Mike.
Oh, am I? That's what I'm here to do, is shake things up just a little bit. So, you're done. Get out of here, Rocco. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to fire you.
Oh, man.
But why don't we give Mike like a little... kind of like a little synopsis of what we've done the past few weeks and the components of this whole healthy eating ways.
Yeah, sure. What we're doing, Mike, is trying to explain or educate the public about what it really takes to be healthy as far as fitness is concerned and just general health. So we talk about why people would have gone to lengths at trying to lose weight, trying to get in shape, with different things that they've tried and have failed. And the reason why is because it isn't one thing that gets you healthy or keeps you healthy. It's a combination of a synergy of a bunch of different things. Okay. For example, we look at the seven components we look at a person needs to be strong. So they need to do strength training. They need to have a good healthy heart and lungs, which means that's cardiovascular training. They have to be flexible to some point so that they can at least touch tie their shoes in most instances, a body composition, which means that their ratio between lean body mass and fat mass is in a healthy range. So nobody really should be less than, say, 25% body fat. No more than 25% body fat, right. Not less.
Oh, I'm going to start eating more Chinese pie if that's the case, because I'm under 25.
Then we look at, meal planning, how people put food in their body, what they think is healthy when they eat versus what they are typically eating. Today we'll talk a little bit about supplementation, because a lot of the foods don't contain all the necessary nutrients possible to keep them healthy. And last but most importantly is the mind-body connection, how people view or perceive what healthy is and how to educate them to make better choices so that in the end, really what we're looking to do is make people healthier and happier.
Well, I mean, it's a lifestyle change. It's a forever change. And not everybody, I'm going to guess, has made that switch, those gears in their brain, that they're receptive to your message. They think they are, but maybe they're not. They go back to the default way of thinking sometimes.
Well, we're wired over the long term to do exactly what we've been taught over the last 3, 4, 5 decades. And unfortunately, unwiring that and rewiring a new way of looking at that is not an easy thing to do, because we always revert back to our old habits. So being conscious of making that choice, first, we have to recognize that there is something kind of wrong with the way that we're looking at things and figure out a way that we can change that wiring so that we can rechange it permanently.
You know, I thought I heard a statistic somewhere that, you know, a lot of people make that the resolution New Year's Day that I'm going to lose weight, and it ends up being less than 10% of the people that actually stick with it, because we keep going back to that default lifestyle. And you know, it's tough. It takes effort. It doesn't just happen.
It doesn't just happen, and it isn't just one thing. And this is really what we want to talk about is once people understand it's a few different things that they have to learn how to do, and then when it becomes part of their normal everyday activities, then that change is a lot easier.
Definitely. And when we started the journey, I shared, or Rocco shared, with my permission, my weight and my BMI at the very beginning.
Really? That's pretty brave.
We did. And my boyfriend was even listening.
And he still loves you.
Yeah, he does.
Of course he does.
Yeah, we text each other quite a bit behind
oh,
Carol's back.
Really? Oh,
really? Yeah, we have this song going.
Let me get in on this. Give me your text number.
He always gives me the narrative of the weekend, yeah. So I really know what's going on.
Well, I mean, it looks just by, you know, because you've been going back to some of your old clothes or maybe clothes you haven't worn before.
Yes.
That has to be so encouraging when you can see concrete changes in your body, even though the changes are also happening in your mind.
It is. It's probably for the first time for me that, you know, like when I didn't go work out on Saturday, I went on Sunday, and which that's huge for me. I mean, if I would miss on Saturday, you think I'm going to go on Sunday? I like literally I woke up and Daryl's like, where are you going? I'm getting in my gym clothes. I'm like, I'm going to the gym. He's like, no way. I'm like, I'm going to the gym. But it's the first time in a long time. Well, I flipped my page over at Integrity, which that is a huge deal for me. I'm starting my fifth week, and I want to be there. That's what I'm trying to say. I want to be there. I mean, I see what it's doing, and I'm understanding it for the first time in a long time. I've never understood it the way that I understand it. Do you know what I'm saying?
No,
am I making sense?
I totally understand. It's actually the text that you sent me that I said thank you was when I realized that you were actually making that cognitive change.
Yes, totally.
You know, that you finally was like, okay, now I can see what I didn't see before.
Exactly. And I really do. And I haven't even weighed myself either. It's you know, how I'm feeling. And 8 weeks is when I get my checkup again.
Yes.
At 8 week mark. So I have 3 weeks to go, and we'll redo my BMI and weigh me and take it from there. But the scale is not the important thing either.
Tell me more, Carol.
But it's true, right?
You're absolutely right. No,
yes.
It's you're actually learning what's important, and you're just reiterating what we've been talking about the last few weeks, and that is pretty cool to see and witness that, you know, it isn't the scale. The scale has nothing to do with it. It's how you look and how you feel. And if your body composition is 25% fat or less, you're going to be happy with the way you feel and the way that you look.
Do you remember what my statistics were?
Yes, I do. I know what your body fat was.
I remember that one.
Do you want me to tell you?
You can say it.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
It
was 40.4%.
40.4, not 44?
No, 40.4.
Oh.
You're kidding. All this time, I thought it was 44.
No, 40.4.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Take it. Come on.
Well,
don't argue with the man.
It's written down
you
somewhere.
Here.
So yeah.
I'm almost 4% giving you.
Yeah,
you are. That's
that.
Like crazy. I swear to God, I thought it was 44.
Yeah. Well,
and
maybe
Daryl heard 44 too.
Yeah. Maybe if the girls are listening over at Integrity, they can call in and tell me what the stats
call
were.
In.
Right. I really don't know off the top of my head, but I think it was 40.4.
Okay, 40.4. What was my weight? Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
I think if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it 179?
No.
No?
No.
Less?
Yes.
174?
Yes.
Okay. Man, you just live dangerously, Rocco. I'm telling you, when you're trying to remember stats like that.
Well, a 9 and a 4 could almost look the same, and then all you have to do is hook the top up, and that's a 9,
well,
right?
You know what? We're actually going to go on a short break, and we're going to – I want to find out that because I really thought it was 44.
All right. I'll make a call during the break. We'll see if we can figure it out.
Let's do that. We're going to go on a short break. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And it is Healthy Monday. And Coming up, too, in the second hour, June will be here with her Meatless Mondays and seasonal tips and recipes, as well as Susan Osborne is starting a new segment. It's going to be every other week, and she is a image consultant. And today she's going to be talking about clothes shopping secrets revealed. So
oh, boy.
That's
going to
be coming up. So.
I'm glad I didn't dress my usual slobbishness today.
There you go. Yeah, she's going to check. Oh,
is
that's
she really?
Going to be interesting.
You're going to turn her loose on me?
I just might. But we've been talking with Rocco, and we did verify my numbers. I'm like in shock. I really am. I'm so happy. I can't wait to tell Daryl that. I hope he's listening.
I'm sure he is. He just texted me, actually.
He did not. but my weight was actually a little lower, as was my BMI.
Yes.
40.2.
It's body composition. It's not BMI.
Really?
Yes. BMI means body mass index, and that's a measurement of height and weight, which is not accurate at all. So,
So it's body composition.
That's correct.
BC?
Sure. We'll call it BC.
And my weight was even 1 pound less, 173.
Yes, and that's 3,500 calories, right? So we'll give it to you, right?
Like so excited. Yes, for sure. Are you kidding? That's a lot.
Well, I have to give you credit because you are putting the kind of pressure on yourself that anybody who's listening is following along, and if you were to have a falter, which I'm sure you won't, but you know, it's kind of like this thing on your shoulder reminding you know what, there's a lot of people counting on me doing well at this. Now, is it wise for her to set goals in terms of weight or size, or how do you know you're where you want to be?
I don't think that pressure anybody should put on themselves. When you make a lifestyle change, as long as you're doing healthy things, the outcome is going to be healthy. So, you know, whether it takes you a day, a month, a year, or 5 years, it really doesn't matter, because obviously the person who has to lose 100 pounds has a longer journey than, say, somebody who only has to lose 10 or 20. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that they should put that kind of pressure on themselves. But if you mentally change first and you think that you're healthy and you do all the things that healthy people do, all the results are going to follow.
How do you feel about shows like Biggest Loser, which take morbidly obese people that weigh in at 400 pounds and put them through a boot camp and do whatever it takes, and they look amazing when it's done? I wonder how many of them bounce back to old ways.
Well, as an exercise physiologist, it's not a very healthy thing to do to anybody.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, it's they're not measuring what we measure at Integrity, which is body composition. They're just measuring total body weight. And they're really putting these people into boot camps. And it's not realistic for anybody to exercise 8 to 10 hours a day. That's just,
yes,
it's just crazy.
True.
But the reality is, when you take a look at it, when they're losing weight, if they're losing that weight as an even amount of body fat and lean body mass, they're getting smaller and staying exactly the same fat ratio-wise.
Right. But I would guess the fat probably goes away a lot faster than the lean body tissues, the muscle and stuff, at least initially.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
That's a big misconception as well, because our bodies are made to hold on to fat because it's a survival mechanism.
Okay.
So if your body thinks that you're starving, what it's going to do is say, let's protect the fat because we need this to survive longer, and we'll eat away at the muscle because we can still always just lay down.
Yeah. All right. So talk
isn't
to me.
It amazing, Mike, what
yeah,
you learned?
Yeah, exactly. I'm finding out I know nothing about weight loss because it's nothing that I've ever really been terribly concerned about. But, you know, we're all surrounded by people who say, I got to lose 10.
Mm-hmm. And what do they do? They go out and they walk, which, you know, doesn't really consume that many calories.
No, but
whatsoever.
At least they're doing something. You got to give them that much.
I'm not giving them that.
Well, I'm a treadmill guy, and I realize I should do more cross training, but it works for me.
If it was cross training, it would be much more beneficial, especially for people who are trying to lose weight.
Of course, yeah.
In your case, because you're somebody who hasn't really, and your lifestyle isn't, or genetically you don't put on a lot of fat.
Yes, it's more genetic.
You're gifted, but there's so many people who have different genetics that cause them to put on extra weight, and if they're just going out for a walk, they're wasting time.
Yeah. If they think they're going to lose weight. I mean, that should be part of other aspects of CrossFit. All right, talk to me a little bit about menopause people that are diabetic, and you've got some extra challenges thrown in there.
Well, when you take a look at, we'll say, diabetes number one, 95% of all diabetes in this country is type 2, which means that they're not using insulin correctly versus
sure.
type 1. Because
the body still makes it, right?
Their body's still making it. Right. It's just not being, they become what's called insulin resistant. So
yes.
the insulin doesn't work mm-hmm. in order to get the glucose inside the cells to be metabolized as energy. That's a condition from people who are eating too much sugar. Take the sugar out of the diet and replace it with healthier nutrients, and then the mm-hmm. insulin resistance goes away,
right.
which means the insulin hormone starts basically acting the way that it should. And there was a second question you asked.
About menopause, where things, you know, the endocrine system kind of makes it extra challenging sometimes.
It does. Well, what's happening, Mike, is that if you really take a look at the foods that we were even talking about today, you know, once I leave the show, you talk about a lot of those foods. Well, in many instances, there are chemicals in the foods that mimic estrogens. Estrogen is basically the female sex hormone. And when, especially wine, so we're talking about like red wines where they're squeezing grapes that have been sprayed with herbicides and pesticides. Well, that herbicide and pesticide actually mimics estrogen. That gets into the food supply or the wine, and then the woman drink the wine, and then obviously the estrogen's levels start creeping up. Well, as women start going into menopause, what happens is their progesterone levels drop off, and progesterone is we'll call it the antagonist hormone of estrogen. It keeps estrogen in check. So what ends up really happening is that the estrogen levels start going higher and higher and higher. The progesterone starts going down, and when you have like copious amounts of this estrogen in your body, then the body's cells start doing crazy things because it's turning genes on that should be turned off by progesterone, and therefore they're not being turned off, and you have things like fibroids, endometriosis, polycystic ovarian syndromes, ovarian uterine breast cancers. All those things are perpetuated by that condition.
It's very interesting, educational,
and
you never think beyond just the very obvious that it is more than just eating and exercising that we have to at least consider.
Yeah, well, I think women who are in their mid to late 40s that are having issues with any of the things we spoke about, they should get their hormones tested.
Right.
And they should be tested through saliva, not blood. And many, many practitioners out there only use blood as the standard for measuring that. Well, there's a difference in looking at what hormones look like in blood versus saliva, because saliva actually looks at that hormone on a tissue level, so what's being exposed to tissue. So we want to know that, because if that hormone is copious in too many amounts, say, at the tissue level, then we know there's something wrong and we can rebalance it and fix it.
So interesting. Every week I learn. You know, I was afraid that maybe each week would be too much, but it there's just always something to learn about this journey. There really, really is.
We should mention our guest is Rocco Boulay. He is the owner of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, IntegrityFit.com. Where's the location of your office?
We actually have two locations. We have one in Londonderry at the Londonderry Commons, which is at 44 Nashua Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have one in Bedford, right next to T-Bones and Talbot's. It's right next door to the post office over there in Bedford, New Hampshire.
Cool. That's the one that I go to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want Carol's autograph, you can go in the morning.
Oh, please.
Anywhere between 8 and 9 o'clock, you'll see Carol in there. Just we have plenty of pens at the front desk and some little stickers there.
And
we
can...
she'll sign a Chinese pie for you. And say,
maybe I'll have her pre-sign a bunch of them so people can just come in and grab one. That would be great.
But you know what? Because we have like maybe a minute left, I'd like you to read the text that I sent to you.
Okay, let me see.
I think that this was like my turning point, Mike.
Which is important. When you hit certain milestones and you're it's a marathon race, you make that first turn, it feels good.
Okay,
it feels so good.
This is what makes my job so great. I get this text at 8 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday, March 17th. That's St. Patrick's Day, right?
It was.
And it says, "Hi, Rocco. I just wanted to say thank you for giving me this chance. I just got back from my workout and just realized something really important. My whole life, I always felt like I am the big girl." And then she gave me a little winky face. "In any attempts I made at getting healthier, I was always somewhat satisfied at getting at a certain weight, 160. And she gives me a couple of question marks, which was great, but at the time. But now I really feel that I can get to my real healthy weight of around 135. I can actually taste it. Probably sounds weird. You really empower a lot of women. And again, thank you. I feel great. And I'm starting to feel the results." And she gives me a little smiley face, a little muscle, a little footstep and a little thumbs up.
You like those emoticons, huh?
Emojis or whatever they are.
Yes. So thank you for that, Carol. I really appreciate hearing those.
Yeah, it really, I can't wait to go to the gym tomorrow morning.
How long is your structured program before you're kind of on maintenance?
Ask Rocco that. I'm not sure.
How does that work?
Well, we make sure that they're basically programmed on their own, and the rest of it's just a life journey. So whenever they feel that they've reached a point where they're in total control, I guess that's when we just let them do what they do.
Good to meet you today.
Same here. And thank everybody else out there for listening.
You going to say your little lingo?
And yes, and remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy? Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Rocco. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and we'll be back with the second hour. Stay tuned.